When you first visit team.ly, Teamly, it could be easy to view it as a tool which has uses solely in places of work. It's not something that you'd expect to see in an educational setting, but I think that's just because of the way they pitched it, and I don't think they've quite thought that this might have particular uses in education. For example, well, let's just look at the way it works first of all. When you sign up for an account, the idea is it's a way that you can manage a task list, if you will. So you create things that you need to get done in list format and setting different priorities for each one. So you, for each task that you create in your to-do list, you say whether it needs to be completed within a day, within a week, within a month, or over a longer period. And then you that starts to generate a list, and as you get through your tasks, you can say whether they're done or whether or not you want to change the priority. It might be something you get don't get done today, and it's going to take a little bit longer than you thought, so you can change it. You can set it whether it's completed or whether you've started on it, or just like you would in a normal to-do list. And all that's fine. I mean, you can use it on an individual basis for doing just that. However, Teamly becomes more powerful when you start to use it in conjunction with other people. So how would that work in a school setting? Well, it could be that you use it as a department in your school. If you're working collaboratively with your teammates, departmental colleagues, in order to be able to work on perhaps a scheme of work or your departmental planning, or maybe you're working with colleagues in other schools on a project. Or, and this is where I think it becomes really powerful, how about those situations where you've got students working on a protracted project? Might be some research that they're undertaking over the course of a month. It might be, for example, we used to do a project where we visited Alton Towers, and then the physics students would set that over a longer period of time. It's very difficult to keep up with how far what level of progress they've made within that project. Yeah, you can sit down with them every so often, but you don't always get time. And you certainly don't get a day-by-day account of what they're undertaking and when they're doing it and how much progress they're making. Well, here's where Teamly can help, because you can sign up with other people. You can add other people by using their email address. And as long as you use the school email address and keep it above board, then getting other people within your team allows you to be able to see the progress that they're making if you set yourself or if they set you as their manager. And that way you can also comment on the tasks that they're setting, get updates of where they are as a group or individual.